Ted Dabrowski from Wire Points. Ted, morning. How are you, pal?
I'm doing great, Tom. Good morning.
Good.
Cold, but good.
Cold, very cold. Matter of fact, speaking of which, I was looking at the Mount Vernon temperatures at the airport there. 8. That's not the wind chill. It's 8. So let's talk about some other numbers. A number that Wire Points has published, that's Ted's organization, talks about the pay raises for thousands of state and AFSCME workers, which has a pretty hefty price tag on it, Ted.
Well, what's I think amazing about the whole thing was on day one of J.B. Pritzker's administration, he comes out and he announces that he's going to raise salaries for AFSCME workers through these step increases. And it doesn't matter your view on Pritzker. If you're thinking fiscally and if you're thinking about how broke the state is, you got to wonder how on day one he pushed a proposal to or pushed gave them a raise for something around $200 million. But he didn't tell anybody what the cost is, and he said he didn't know what those costs were. So you got to ask the question: on your first day, you're handing out raises, and either you don't know the cost, which means you're making a policy move without even knowing what the cost is, or you know the cost and you're not telling the people of Illinois. And either one of those is unacceptable on day one, especially when he's pushing the transparency was going to be one of his big initiatives.
Ted, here's the thing, and I thought this with Rauner, and I think this with J.B. Pritzker as well. You talked about this, the step raises. I mean, wasn't that cost inevitable? Didn't, through contracts, we had to pay this money through organizations, and with our past experiences with the courts on issues like this, knowing there's no way around it, you can't tamper with benefits and things along that line, constitutionally speaking. I mean, wasn't this cost inevitable, Ted?
Well, it's hard to say, right? There's no contract. The contract ran out in 2015. Rauner, I think, if you can criticize Rauner for lots of things, but he at least understood that the state has a huge funding crisis, pension crisis, budget crisis, and so he stood strong against AFSCME on all the things they wanted. You know, let me back up a step. AFSCME has, state workers in Illinois have the second highest salaries in the nation. They get free retiree health care. They have Cadillac health care. They get really good pensions on top of Social Security. Rauner knew that we couldn't afford to keep pushing that up, and so he held ground. And a lot of the other unions in Illinois had accepted his terms, but not AFSCME. And AFSCME never, you know, they wanted shorter work weeks. They wanted more pay, and it was just unacceptable. And so, you know, they were in impasse for a long time. So it's not clear, and the courts, you know, we kept going to the courts. It's not clear whether they could just keep getting increases if they wouldn't accept a new contract. And J.B. Pritzker, of course, came in and said, hey, I'm going to pay that stuff, and I'm likely to pay more. So, you know, when you've already got a budget deficit, we got a huge over $1 billion deficit right now, we've got the crisis that we have, I think it's just irresponsible for Pritzker to, on day one, to hand out more money even before negotiations start. You know, that was his first act of goodwill.
All right, so $200 million a year is the figure?
Well, you know, that's, you know, he hasn't put it out, but the previous financial numbers show a contingency of about $200 million. And that doesn't include the back pay of step increases for the last, since 2015. If Pritzker relents on that, you're talking about another $400 to $500 million. Right. And you got to wonder, you know, how big the hole is going to be before he even starts his administration.
All right, because you've got not only this, but you also these administrative raises when it comes to his top, you know, deputy governor and things along that line, where you got a pretty substantial increase there, 15%. You know, you basically went from what, 150, if you made 150, you went to 172,000, something like that.
Well, and even more. I mean, these are big, you know, big raises, and he's going to pay those out of pocket, which, you know, many people would say, well, that's great, but you know, there's a lot of conflict with that. You know, who are those people going to be, you know, hold their allegiance to, Pritzker or the people of Illinois?
Right.
And that's a very tricky thing for him to do, even though he's using his own money.
Now, here's the thing. Ted Dabrowski from Wire Points joining us. A lot of campaign promises were made that cost money on a state that is literally taxing its inhabitants' brains out. You know, we just had this recent tax increase. We see it coming when it comes to fuel, because I expect that gas tax to drop, what, Wednesday? I mean, Ted, have you heard? I mean, because I just think that's going to be one of the first things up.
Sure. Well, I think all those revenue initiatives, marijuana, the whole gambling, all those things will come pretty quickly.
Yeah, this week is what I've been told on many occasions. But then again, we think this week. And the fact is, all these promises cost money. And where's the money coming from? It's going to have to come from taxpayers.
Well, you know, Pritzker has never really said, where he's going to, how much he's going to raise. He said very clearly how much he's going to spend, not in dollar terms, but in policy terms. And so there's been a lot of groups to try to estimate that number, and that number is something like $10 billion to $18 billion more. It's a massive number. It's at least 25% increase on the current budget. And if that's the case, like you said, where do you get $10 billion from? You know, the state right now can't fund all of its promises, as they are. That's why we keep running deficits. So, we've run the numbers for Pritzker. We ran some what a progressive tax hike might look like, and it is absolutely scary what it means for the middle class and of course for the higher end earners who I think would all flee the state if he tried to do the kind of things that he says he's going to do.
I took a look at your marginal tax rate with the potential of this progressive running at 4.95 for people up to 50,000, running to 11.2 for anybody that makes a million or more, and then it's 75,000, 8.5, 9,000 from 9% on $75,000 to $150,000. Pretty staggering numbers here.
Well, and that's the low end estimate, Tom. We did it raising $10 billion, but he says a lot of his plans might be $15, $18 billion, and so you're talking about even higher rates. But, the scary thing is that we ran those numbers and we assumed that the population of Illinois would stay constant. If he raises rates like that, you've got to assume that a big chunk of Illinois is going to leave. And it'll be a lot of the high earners who can easily move, people who are the digital and mobile world, they can move their operations anywhere.
Right, and just move right across the river or whatever the case.
Exactly.
So your anticipation this week, we alluded that a couple of moments ago, Ted, when it comes to money in the state of Illinois, what do you see in this new legislative session starting midweek?
Well, I think their first priority has to be, in their case, to raise revenues. If Pritzker is going to start committing spending, the rating agencies, the ones who are keeping score of our credit, will start to wonder what the heck's going on unless Pritzker starts proving that he's going to raise money too to pay for all that, and so that's going to be one of their biggest concerns, is to raise the money, and I think we'll get a pretty quick signal of what their intentions are as they start to do that.
It's interesting because I read the Associated Press story about the Illinois State needing emergency repair money for their arts building, $9.6 million. But buried in that story, you see that they're waiting on $62 million in back. And I started thinking about this because I talked with President John A. Logan College, Ron House, about, over the years, how much of a bill, backlog, we'll call it, with Illinois did the college feel like, well, I think it was $20 million. I'm not going to swear to that number. And I started realizing there are a lot of higher education in University of Illinois, too. They got a pretty big wish list. I think they want a 15% increase in funding. And you start looking and realize there's a lot of other bills out there on the desk that I don't think are included in the comptroller's backlog of bills. And these are higher education administrations that are waiting for Illinois to pay stuff from the two-year budget impasse.
I think what's tough for me is that, when we talk about all these billions of numbers, but behind them all are a bunch of families who are just trying to make ends meet, right? They're trying to take care of their kids, put their kids in college, pay their bills, and we're making it tougher and tougher for everybody. And with this act that we started talking about, this raise, it's digging the hole deeper and deeper for Illinois. And I think the scary part is that there's a recession somewhere around the corner. I don't know if it's a year from now, if it's coming sooner. There's all kinds of signs that it might come sooner. And what will that mean for Illinois? What will it mean of course, the revenues for the state will go down because sales taxes will go down, incomes will go down. And you've got to look at the people on the ground. They're the ones that pay the bills. And we've got to make this a hospitable place for them where people can raise their families and secure their futures. And if not, my big concern is that we'll continue to lose our tax base. And that means we're just going to be in that spiral down until who knows what.